عن ثابت أن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتى علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا ألعب مع غلمان فسلم علينا فبعثني في حاجة فابطأت على أمي فلما جئت قالت فقلت بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حاجة فقالت ما حاجته قلت إنها سر قالت لا تخبرن بسر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عهدا قال أنس رضي الله والله لو حدثته به أحدا لحدثتك به يا ثابت رواه مسلم. Thabit radiallahu anhu from Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me while I was playing with a few children. He greeted us and sent me on an errand. I was therefore delayed in going to my mother. When I went to her, she asked, what delayed you? I replied, the Messenger of Allah sent me on an errand. She asked, what was the errand? I replied, it is a secret. She said, do not disclose the secret of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to anyone. Anas radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, if I were to disclose it to anyone, I would have disclosed it to you, O Thabit. The Thabit narrates from Anas, who said, the Messenger of Allah came to me while I was playing with a few children. He greeted us with salam and sent me on an errand. I was therefore delayed in going to my mother. When I went to my mother, she asked, what delayed you? I replied, the Messenger of Allah sent me on an errand. She asked, what was the errand? I replied, it is a secret. She said, do not disclose the secret of the Messenger of Allah to anyone. Anas radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, if I were to disclose it to anyone, I would have disclosed it to you, O Thabit. So here has Anas radiallahu anhu's Qadim al-Khas. Though Ms. Sulaim, his mother, presented him to Rasulullah when he was a young child, 10 years old. 10 years he'd done Rasulullah's khidmah. So here, Rasulullah wants to send him for something, and he probably told him, it's between us, or it's a secret, or don't tell nobody. So he would have told his mother, but his mother, look how intelligent she was too, because she's the one who offered him to Rasulullah, Umm Sulaim. And Rasulullah had a lot of muhabbah with Umm Sulaim too. She was very intelligent, so she said, don't ever tell anybody this secret. So Hazrat Anas said to his beloved student, beloved shagird, Thabit, if I was to disclose it, I would have told you the secret. But I didn't tell anybody, so I'm not telling anybody. Allah enabled us to keep secrets.
Ahem.